Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, take it easy, Mother. Don't fret and worry about what to serve as a special surprise dinner for the family. Just relax, cause here's the answer. It's Kroger quality beef. Man, oh man, talk about tastiness. Why, there's a world of delicious eating enjoyment packed into tender Kroger quality beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, it's tasty, it's delicious. So there's just no doubt that Kroger quality beef will make your dinner a real banquet, a meal that's bound to have the folks at your house smiling and sighing in pleased satisfaction. You see, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef that's available on the market today. It's tender, it's tasty, and brimming with flavorful juices. And say, keep this in mind, too. Kroger quality beef is economically priced. That's right, it's a thrifty buy as well as a tasty buy. So visit your Kroger store and get delicious Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is available only at your Kroger store. And it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Though his farm and dairy are considered a good financial risk, Paul Williams fails to get the much-needed loan from the bank. The reason? Freddie Lang is to be Paul's partner in business, and Freddie has a police record. Paul says to Penny,
all I have to do to get the loan, Miss Gibbs, is to sever my connection with Freddie Lang.
Is Freddie the only reason the bank won't give you the loan, Mr. Williams?
The only reason. I know it's hard to believe, but it happens to be the truth.
Oh, I don't doubt it's the truth, Mr. Williams. I just wish it weren't, that's all.
Wishes won't get me that loan, Miss Gibbs.
I know that. The only thing you can do is to drop Freddie from your plans.
That's the cold, hard fact of the matter.
Then you will drop him, won't you?
I should say not.
Look, Mr. Williams, you have to. You won't get the loan unless you do, and without the loan, you can't even open your dairy.
I realize that, but Miss Gibbs, how would I feel if I opened the dairy without Freddie? After all, he was the one who got me interested in opening it. If it weren't for Freddie, I'd still be sitting around out there on my ramshackle farm feeling sorry for myself.
That may or may not be true. I know it was Freddie who interested you in opening the dairy again, but he didn't do it to go and do it himself. You offered him the job.
I didn't offer him a job, Miss Gibbs. I gave him a full partnership.
That's just the point. Having Freddie as a partner was your idea, not his. He didn't ask to be included in your plans at all.
No, and he's not the kind of boy who'd expect anything from what he did for me. I'm not the kind of man who'd make an offer and then withdraw it when it ceased to be convenient.
Mr. Williams, having Freddie as a partner is a little more than inconvenient, isn't it?
Call it what you will, Miss Gibbs. I don't intend to open that dairy without Freddie Lang, and that's fine.
Well, then you won't open the dairy at all. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I know that. If I want to get my money from the Rossville Bank. But there are a lot of other banks in this part of the state, Miss Gibbs. What's to prevent me from getting the loan outside of town?
Nothing, except that the other banks will want to know why the Rossville Bank refused you. It'll be the same story no matter where you go.
I won't know that until I try.
Look, Mr. Williams, be reasonable about this. If Freddie is standing in your way, he'll be the first one to say go ahead without him.
It's only a matter of time till I find a bank where they'll overlook Freddie's police record. He didn't do anything so bad, did he?
Well, in a way, no. You see, Freddie belonged to a neighborhood gang in New York and was involved in several robberies.
Actually took part in them himself?
I'm afraid so.
But how can that be? Why isn't he in jail?
He was the youngest of the group. He had no family, so the courts gave him the benefit of the doubt. They sentenced him to 2 years in prison and then suspended sentence. Freddie's on probation.
I see. And in your custody?
Well, no, not really mine. In his uncle's.
His uncle? Who's his uncle?
Professor Stuart Rogers at the Rossville University.
Oh, yes, yes. I've heard of him. He was a federal agent for a while, wasn't he?
Yes, but chemistry's his regular work.
Fellow Rogers sounds like a man of influence to me. Maybe he can talk the bank into...
I thought of that the minute you told me why the bank wouldn't give you the money, but I don't think even Professor Rogers can do very much to help.
Oh, I suppose not. This is my own problem anyhow. My daughter busy?
Nora's always busy.
No, I don't suppose I should tell her the bad news just yet.
You might as well tell her now. She'll have to know about it sooner or later.
Yes, I guess you're right. Certainly hate to disappoint the child. She was as excited about this as I.
Oh, I don't think she'll be too disappointed. We all played it safe and didn't count too much on getting that loan.
Well, that was smart. Wish I hadn't been so sure myself. I could take this a little easier. I hate to tell Nora why I'm not getting money. You think I should, well, sort of skip that part of it?
No, Mr. Williams, you better tell her the truth. I know that she'd rather hear it from you than from someone else. She's in the nursery with Valerie, I think, or cleaning Freddie's room. Go on up, Mr. Williams.
Hello, Nora.
Oh, Daddy. Wait till I turn this vacuum cleaner off.
How are you, darling?
Oh, crickets, never mind about me, Daddy. You got the money from the bank, I hope.
No, Nora, I didn't.
You didn't? Oh, Daddy, why not?
Oh, the bank didn't think.
Daddy, don't you dare make up anything. You tell me the truth.
What makes you think I'm not going to tell you the truth?
I can tell by your face. You never could fib to me.
No, and I guess this isn't the time to start trying, is it?
Mm-mm.
The bank refused the loan because, well, the circumstances of the partnership.
The circumstances? Cricket, Daddy, I don't know what you mean.
Well, I might as well come right out with it. The bank didn't approve of Freddie.
Didn't approve of Freddie? Why not?
Well, Nora, you undoubtedly don't know this or you wouldn't be surprised, but Freddie has a police record.
Freddie has a police record? Oh, no, he can't have Daddy.
But he does, darling. In fact, if his sentence hadn't been suspended by an understanding judge, Freddie'd be in prison right now.
No.
I'm sorry, Nora, but it's true. Please don't look at me that way. It's just as difficult for me to tell you as it is for you to find it out, and I don't think any less of the boy for it. If you're my daughter, you won't think any less of him either.
So Freddie's bad, is he? I knew there was something the matter with him, something that made him different. But I didn't know it was anything so awful. Oh, Daddy, I didn't dream it was anything so awful as that.
Hi, Gibbsy.
Freddie, for heaven's sake, why are you ringing the doorbell? You have a key, don't you?
Yeah, but I left in my other suit this morning. Hear from old man Williams yet today?
Yes, he just left a few minutes ago.
Oh, he was here, huh? Well, what are you being such a sourpuss about, huh? He got the dough, didn't he?
No, Freddie, he didn't.
Didn't get it, huh? Oh, Gibbsy, you're kidding me.
I'm very serious about it, Freddie.
You mean those bums at the bank didn't think he was good enough for the dough? Well, I'll go down there.
Freddie, wait a minute, please. Don't make this any more difficult to say than it is.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not going to try to say it in a nice way or a kind way or spare any words to make it easier for you because I know you can take it.
Hey, what is this, Gibbsy? Come on, what's happened?
The bank refused to give Mr. Williams the loan, Freddie. Can you guess why?
Gary ain't worth it.
No, the farm and the dairy are excellent collateral. The bank admits that.
Well, then what's keeping them from coughing up the dough?
You, Freddie.
Me?
Because of your difficulties with the police a few months ago.
Oh. Huh. That's it, huh?
Yes, Freddie, that's it.
Why, those dirty, low-down, good
for nothing. Freddie, please, listen.
What do you want me to do, Gibbsy? Just stand here and say, ain't that just too bad? What's the matter with those bums down at the bank? Are they a bunch of rover boys who ain't never been in a jam themselves? Or are they such crooks that they know one when they see
Freddie,
one?
Freddie, please don't feel badly about it. It's just that some people
Yeah,
think
I know what some people think, Gibbsy. In fact, I know what most people think. All a guy has to do is to make one mistake and he's finished. Well, I ain't finished. I'm going to go down to that bank and show those highbrows that I ain't only a crook, but that I can kill a guy if I get the chance.
Freddie, you stay right here.
What for? So you can tell me that I messed up old man Williams' life just because I'm no a bum?
Freddie, you're not a bum. Look, I don't blame you for the way you feel, but don't you see that those people at the bank don't know the truth about you?
Well, they know I ought to be in jail. So thanks to you. I guess that's all those rats want to know.
Freddie, please, don't.
Ah, don't worry about it, Gibbsy. I was only full of hot air when I said that I was going to do something about it. I ain't. Wouldn't do me no good. Only hurt you besides. Say, Gibbsy.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't going to be old man Williams' sidekick, would the bank cough up the dough then?
Yes, Freddie, then he'd get the loan.
That's all I want to know, Gibbsy. I guess I wasn't cut out to work on no dairy farm anyhow, huh? If I ain't in the deal with Nora's old man, then the bank's going to say it's okay about the dough. That's right.
Yes, Freddie, that's right.
Okay, I guess I ain't in. Guess it wasn't right for me to quit working down at the office with Mr. Keith in Arizona anyhow, was it? I'll stick with the job that I got, Kibsy. And me on a dairy farm. You know, Gibbsy, that's a kind of laugh, ain't it?
I'm seeing it's so funny about.
Hello, Nora.
Oh, hi, kid.
Freddie Lang, there's nothing at all funny about being on a dairy farm.
Well, I think there is. Can you just see me playing nursemaid to a lot of cows?
Excuse me, I have to take care of something else.
Oh, I almost forgot about Valerie.
Yeah, Nora, can you see me playing nursemaid to a bunch of...
Freddie, you promised Daddy you'd go into the dairy business with me, and you're going into it whether you like it or not.
No, I'm not, kid.
And don't call me a kid.
Okay, I'll call you Grandma. How do you like that?
Well, it's a lot better than kid, because if anyone around here is a child, you are.
Me?
Yes, you. Can't even keep your promise.
Oh, now look, Nora, your old man was just being nice to me when he said he wanted me for a partner, but he knew I wouldn't be no good around. He'd be glad when I tell him I ain't interested.
And why aren't you interested all of a sudden?
Oh, it ain't all of a sudden, Nora. I never gave a hoot in the first place.
Now, Freddie, you listen to me. Do you know that Daddy didn't get the money from the bank?
I heard something about it. Tough, ain't it?
Freddie, you heard all about it. And Miss Gibbs told you why he didn't get the money, too, didn't she?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Yes, you were. I heard as I was coming down the stairs. And listen, Freddie, Daddy wants you to stay his partner.
What for, Nora? Is he nuts?
No, he likes you, and so do I. And I want you to be Daddy's partner, too. Oh, I know all about you and the police, but crickets, Freddie, that doesn't make a bit of difference to me.
Nora, don't go give me no soft soap, will you? I hear what you're saying, but I know what you're thinking. I ain't no good to your dad. I ain't no good to myself. It's time that I quit trying to fool myself, too.
Just what does Freddie mean by trying to fool himself? Is he going to become the Freddie Lang he used to be? Is he going to cause more trouble? And will Paul Williams ever get his loan from the bank? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, it's really no problem at all to serve your family a top-notch, sure-to-please dinner. Why, it's as simple as adding two and two. Just visit your Kroger store, step up to the counter, and get Kroger quality beef. The beef you can buy with confidence, because it's the very best beef currently available. What a wonderful thrill for your family when you serve them a dinner featuring a thick, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast beef. What a comfort to you to know that your dinner is not only nutritious and wholesome, but just the kind of dinner your folks were hoping for. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon and get Kroger quality beef. It's just right for your dinnertime needs. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can get today. So don't delay. Buy Kroger quality beef. It's delicious. Now your local announcer.